ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations on over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You know, love.
Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
It is the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. It's a Friday, so we should probably actually get this going right now. Kyle's not old enough to partake. He's old enough to hit the button. Get him up. Get him in the air. Scott on the U of I Line Link text line says the show is great when Lana's there.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Scott, we appreciate you listening earlier in the week when Lana's not here.
Proof that you have to have somebody that's just weird and just doesn't know really what he's talking about. That's just kind of makes the show better.
No, but we did. I was kind of kidding there. Like, not about what Scott said. That was actually a real thing. But we were kind of discussing during the break, like, when us three are here.
Oh, it makes such a difference.
We very much enjoy the balance that we all serve a role.
I agree. You know?
And it's not that we don't have good shows when one is gone.
Yep.
And we appreciate Kyle for filling in for both myself and Lon's trip to Florida. Kyle's looking for his.
Let's toast one to him.
Yeah, you're right.
Whoever his name is, according to my mom.
Let's toast one to Colin for all his work. To Kyle Toss, to Lon being back, to hopefully a good game to watch tomorrow. Let's Here's to your go. Friday. Do it, Kyle.
Happy hour.
Oh. Sounds so good.
All right.
I asked the bartenders at Sandbar Bill's there at the Bon Air, I said, how many beers do you think it'd take to fill up my St. Pete Beach Yeti? They started laughing. They're like, you're such a tourist. I said, well, I got down there and didn't have a Yeti, so I went across to Walgreens and bought like a $14 Yeti, and then I'm, you know, I only take one backpack. So I'm like, how am I going to fit this? Where am I fitting this? But I figured it out. So, by the way, it took two beers to fill that up. So I'd take it up every time. They're like, two more? I'm like, well, I don't want to fill it up halfway. I mean, let's go.
There you go. Lon and I's experience. You got me flying Allegiant now, which I appreciate you directing me in that path, because it's a good way and very affordable. But I'm showing up with two big bags, a car seat in a bag, folding up the stroller, and Lon's like, I just got a backpack.
That's it. I remember the days we drove a lot. Yeah. We drove to St. Pete Beach, which is like 17 hours. But we just concluded by the time we have to lug everything on a plane and by the time, like, it, you know, because both my boys, they flew, like Cade when he was young, And it's like, in case he goes on this crying fit that you're just, that you feel horrible about, and you hope that no other, especially anybody on that plane that's a parent, you should never judge someone like that, right? It happens. That, you know, I feel bad for babies because they can't clear their ear when, you know, your ear gets stuffed. You can throw a, or pops, you know, you can just swallow, you can yawn, you can throw gum in, you can do, a baby just sits there and cries about it because it hurts. But anyway, I mean, we just finally were like, this is just easier if we just drive. And, you know, that makes it a longer trip.
It does.
But when you're there and you have kids, then at least you have a car to pile into and go eat dinner somewhere.
Sure.
And stuff like that. But, yeah, it's, it is very cool to be able to just pack with a brief or with just a backpack, and that's all you got. And you just get on, and, hell, it even fits right underneath the seat if I want to.
There you go.
Yeah, it works out well.
All right, well.
I do still have headphones that have cords. Did you see my tweet about
that? I saw your
tweet
about that, yeah.
I feel like I started analyzing the airport at that moment, and I'm like, I think I'm the only one here that has headphones with cords. And I sat there and I thought, Lon, you know, you could probably afford AirPods, but I just have never, I don't even know where you'd go get them.
I mean, you go to probably Best Buy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Probably get...
I think I got $25 a gift certificate to Best Buy.
Nice.
Are those AirPods like $25 or?
I need probably 8 or 10 or 12 of those get some.
Man,
see my cords.
Get some knockoff. Like, don't get the AirPods themselves. Just get some wireless headphones.
They got all the knockoffs.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I think I'm gonna let the cords go until they just say no. You guys have seen what I drive. I mean, like, I finally upgraded my truck. But otherwise, when you guys first met me, you saw what I drive. I just don't spend money. I just don't like to spend money on stupid stuff like that.
I'm with you.
Says the guy that has now been to Florida like 8 times.
Well, let's see. Experiences.
That round trip flight was $88.
It's great.
$88.
Fantastic.
Because I don't ever pick my seat normally. Now, if Andrew's going with me, we pick aisle seats, sit across from each other. But normally, I'm like, I don't care. Because they're never like fully packed, although the one coming back to Indy was. All right, we got to get going here, and I'm sitting here just talking about
I'm delaying the inevitable. The news coming across the timeline, 217 texted it in. Katie Wu of The Athletic covers the Cardinals, tweeted out that John Mozeliak has announced that Ollie Marmol will be back as the manager next year for the St. Louis Cardinals.
I don't understand. Like, I'm not sitting here calling for his head. But why do we need to come out before the season even ends and throw, like, this endorsement at him? Why do we continuously have to, like, play favors to Ollie Marmol? What has he ever done?
Nothing.
I mean, at least who's the guy before him? Mike Schilt?
Yeah.
At least they went on a 17-game winning streak, made the playoffs. Has Ollie made the playoffs? Yeah. Was that last year? Wait, how long has he
They were in the playoffs last year.
Oh, yeah, last year. That's right.
For 2 games and then got bounced by the Phillies. You know, because they haven't won a playoff series, or they've won one playoff series in the last, like, 10 years.
Exactly.
Someone has to pay for this. Someone has to pay for what this season was, or just the overall grand scheme of a franchise that should be a factor every year. It doesn't have to even be every year.
Yep.
But a franchise that should be going deep in the postseason.
Yeah.
A franchise that had they were projected to win the NL Central. They had good pieces in the lineup. They were poorly constructed with the pitching and everything. They had downfalls. I just don't know why John Mozeliak gets to make this call when there should be a call on John Mozeliak made after this season anyway.
That's a great point. This is almost like John Mozeliak sitting there going, well, how am I going to fire Ollie when he probably has done better than I have as the president of baseball operations or whatever. And then Michael Gersh is somewhere in the middle looking like he ought to be on Friends. And I still don't understand what he's done. What has he ever done? I don't know what he's ever done. He's like the one dude that was Theo Epstein's right hand, Jed Hoyer. Now, Jed has obviously taken over that role with the Cubs and has done a good job. But Michael Gersh, I've never even heard him. I think I've heard him talk twice. And I have zero confidence in whatever's coming out of his mouth. But I think it might be that, I mean, if you're Mozeliak, you're sitting there going, well, I sucked. So how can I get rid of Ollie knowing that I really didn't do my job? I don't know. I think Katie's lying.
I don't think she is.
Katie Wu's a liar.
I've been very scared of the fact that John Mozeliak was going to get away with this, like get away with a terrible construction, a terrible season, and the Cardinals just saying, yeah, we'll run it back.
Right.
But I did think that someone was going to have to pay the price. And if it's not Ollie, if it's not Mozeliak, then who is it? That doesn't sit well with me when you look around, like the White Sox, who of course have not had the overall track record.
They've needed to do this for 5 years.
Yeah, they don't have the track record of the Cardinals over the last, two decades, or obviously longer than that, but this was a team that was built to make some noise in the postseason. It never really happened. Yep. They got to the playoffs twice, right, and didn't advance, and then a terrible year this year. They fired Kenny Williams. They fired Rick Hahn. You saw the Red Sox just went out and fired somebody in their front office this week. The Cardinals need to make a change, and I'm just nauseous at the idea of we're just going to see John Mozeliak and Ollie Marmol back next year and just say, all right, let's just run it again.
Can I ask you this? Would it bother you to hire Jeff Luhnow? Did I say that right? Luhnow?
Yeah.
Luhnow. I mean, he kind of got caught with the tampering and such. Yeah. I tell you what, that guy has a track record, though, of getting talent to your team.
He does.
I mean, look what Houston has been. Not that they didn't have talent before he got there, but he certainly has helped put Houston in the position where they've been. And then, he was a huge part of that Cardinals organization in terms of building teams that were contending for World Series. How long does he have to pay his penance? How long has he been out of baseball now? 3 years?
Since January of 2020.
Okay. So how long is his prison sentence to where he can't – and would a team ever do it? Or are you kind of a marked man now? Does that make sense? Like, in other words, no team out there is ever going to touch you again because of what happened? I don't know. He did it with the Cardinals, right? He got in trouble when he was with the Cardinals. So I guess that would probably be like, well, they probably are the one organization that shouldn't bring him back.
Yeah, who was he hacking? Was he hacking the Cardinals or was he hacking
was he with the Astros hacking the end of the Cardinals? No, he got in trouble while he was with the Cardinals.
Okay.
About something. I don't know. I should have revisited.
Yeah, it says news of an investigation into potential Cardinals front office personnel hacking into the Astros baseball operations databases seeking information back in 2015. And then, of course, you had the electronic sign stealing. You had the
the
trash cans and whatnot. And
I mean, guys try to steal signs. I mean, hey, what'd they do? They won a World Series. I'll take a World Series. I've always said, if Illinois needs to illegally recruit to win a national title, I'm good with that. I didn't go to college there. I said that 1 year about 10 years ago, and a lady blasted me for doing that.
People used to be really sensitive on that.
I know.
Now you got NIL. And
can you cheat?
Technically, yeah.
Like how? I'm being honest here. Like how can you cheat now?
That's a good question. I think you could do some things outside of like the recruiting calendar.
Oh, okay.
Like if you're not supposed to go
visit
anybody during this time period and yet you still go. Technically you could still like just give a sack full of money, without some kind of NIL agreement. I don't know why you do that.
Why wouldn't you
just funnel it through whatever company somebody has? Like that, there'd be no reason to do that. But yeah, in terms of cash payments, there really shouldn't be anything outside of the rules anymore.
So if like the first home game, the Illinois basketball team was right by where we tailgated, and I went over and visited with Luke and Tyler Underwood. If I took a $100 bill out of my wallet and said, hey, Luke, I really appreciated you joining us on the air last year. I want you to go, take your buddy or grab pizza for the team tonight. Is that cheating still?
I think technically that's not supposed to happen.
Okay. Well, I didn't do it because I didn't have a $100 bill. Sorry, Luke. So, I always wondered that. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. Okay. Sorry.
We are going to catch a break here so that we can get to Lance Ringler coming up in about 5 minutes to discuss Mike Small's program and what they were able to do here this past weekend in golf. And then at the end of the show, we'll give our predictions.
Sweet.
And maybe even play a little bit of Kenny Battle before we get out here.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
In town,
Kenny,
along with a handful of others, being inducted into the Illinois Athletics Hall of Fame. So we'll get to that as we go along. Stick with us. It's The Drive.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, "We have it when you need it." Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit Crossroads Contractor Supply IL.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Hey folks, fall is coming, and so are great deals on the world's fastest mower, Dixie Chopper, at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. They still have some 23 and a select few 22 residential and commercial models at liquidation prices too low to advertise. Whether you're mowing your yard at home or 200 yards commercially, you'll get the best warranty in the business with 3-year bumper-to-bumper unlimited hours or 5-year bumper-to-bumper up to 600 hours that includes the engine, deck, and spindle hub. Go see Andy Bowman at Dedicated Diesel in Urbana for warranty details and best pricing on the world's fastest mower. He's clearing out inventory to make way for the new 24s, and no reasonable offer will be refused. Dedicated Diesel, 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, that's just off Route 45, 217-328-0562.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Hi, Randy Graham here with Curtis Orchard. Have you been out lately? You'll find more than apples, pumpkins, cider, and donuts. We also carry grass-fed beef, Duke Cannon men's products, and collectible Dineen mugs. Family-friendly business? Speaking of family-friendly, where else can you go that everyone has fun together? Apple and pumpkin picking aren't just for kids. When you want experiences everyone enjoys, visit Curtis Orchard. date spot, outdoor amusement, pies, bakery, kids activities, and place for kids parties. We're located on Duncan Road south of Curtis in Champaign. See you soon.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Philip Ovadia with OSF Healthcare. As a cardiac surgeon, I'm here to talk to you today about being heart healthy and how to stay off my operating table. And this really starts with paying attention to what you're eating. Eat whole, real food. Eat the things that grow in the ground and eat the things that grow in the ground. You also want to be paying close attention to how much activity you're getting and how much sleep you're getting. These are going to be the pillars that are going to keep you healthy. One of the best ways to stay off the operating table is to screen for heart disease early. And to do so, I recommend coronary artery calcium CT scans, which are available at OSF. If you want to learn more, reach out to the cardiac team at OSF Healthcare.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lon is back, so of course, Cliff fires in a funny shot on the U of I Atlanta League text line. Lon takes shots at Kyle. Cliff takes shots at Lon. I'm not sure who's taking shots at Cliff, but he goes, Lon says, I just don't like spending money on stupid stuff. Hey, so I put $10 on a 10-team parlay the other day. That was pretty good.
Cliff just texted me, too, and you know what? I'm not going to read it till the show's over. Just to show him. I am pretty bad when it comes to
gambling. Nah.
Wow.
Train's loud.
That one really extra loud. I think they know now. I think they know that right when they get on that street, it'll flow right down into our radio station. Mm-hmm. So I think the guys, the engineers, they understand and they're like, "Hold on, not yet. Now." And then boom, they hit us. Let's talk some golf.
Let's do so. On the Tapman's Towing phone line, we're bringing in our guy from Golf Week, Lance Ringler. Lance, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes.
You're up at Olympia Fields. We got what looks like a pretty stacked field for the golf front this week. And Mike Small's team, of course, you know, surprise, surprise, a top 10 ranked squad going into this year. But it seems like the competition is going to be pretty stiff up there at Olympia Fields. What can you tell us about what that's looking like this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, this tournament is, it's always hard to say. Everybody wants to say we have the best home or the best regular season tournament. And if this isn't the best, it's in the discussion by far. Top five, probably no questions. Nobody would question that. The blue bloods of college golf are all here. I mean, Oklahoma State's here, Georgia Tech, Florida State, Arizona State, Stanford. They're all, I mean, maybe the best team missing may be like an Oklahoma. Mm. But everyone's here, and so it gives everybody a chance to kind of it's kind of like a, I guess if you want to call it, can kind of be considered like a fall preview. So you can kind of see where you stack up against teams. And then, of course, it's Olympia Field, so it's an outstanding test and course for these guys to play. You know, a lot of them play in their first or second tournament. So just if you like golf and you want to see a stat that they told me, so the BMW was here a couple of weeks ago. Wow. 21 of the 50 players that played in the BMW played in this event as a college player.
Oh,
that's
wow.
crazy. So if you live in the area or you want to watch some good golf and see some players, some future stars this weekend, come on out and watch the best of college golf, because most likely a lot of these guys are going to be playing very well on the PGA Tour in the coming years.
I'd like to come up and see that tournament. Every year I hear about it, and every year we talk yeah. about it, and I'm like, I bet, number one, I'd love to just kind of cruise Olympia yeah. Fields, you know, and act like I'm yeah. cool enough to be there.
Well, the cool thing about it is there's no ropes. So there's
oh, wow.
no, I mean, you walk right with the players. You walk right up on the side of the green. You have an up close personal experience, unlike any probably sporting event in collegiate athletics. I mean, in basketball, football, you're in the stands, you know, baseball, softball, you're in the stands, volleyball, go on and on and on. This event, I mean, in college golf, you literally can stand, you know, 10 yards from a player while they're hitting a shot. I mean, you just got to have some golf etiquette, right?
Right.
So, yeah, but it's a great experience, and Olympia Fields, you know, knocks it out of the park every year, and then, you know, great players, great teams here competing. 18 holes is in the books today, and they have 36 more holes this weekend, 18 on Saturday, 18 on Sunday.
I want to ask you how Illinois did today, but
yeah.
should we ever doubt Mike Small? But I'm not going to lie to you. After losing three studs, I had no idea that they were going to go out to Washington and win an event that had four or five other ranked teams in it. What
yeah.
in the world was? Did that even surprise you, Lance?
Oh yeah, I talked to Coach Small after that, and I tweeted out and said, you know, shocker, and he's like, shocker? What do you mean shocker? And he knew it was a shocker. He knew it was, but yes, I mean. You know, I go all the way back to when he was hired. I laughed at it, and I can admit I made a mistake. I laughed at it. I'm like, oh yeah, let's just hire a guy off the tour, you know, a player that everybody thinks they can coach college golf. And most of them don't do well. Most of them do fail, but not Coach Small. I mean,
no.
he right from the get go, he's a great coach, and maybe one of the best ever. And I guess we shouldn't. We always look for reasons to say they're not going to be good. I guess, oh, this is going to be a down year. They lost three, you know, All-American type players, and they go out there and win, and that just gives them so much confidence, and so yeah, here they are. I mean, I don't think they're going to be a top five team this year. I think top 10's in the discussion.
Okay.
I mean, those, you know, there's so much more golf to be played, but what an experience to go out and win against a field like that on a championship style golf course, and then now today they're in. Tied for fifth place, 9 shots behind Texas. So, you know, they're right in the thick of things, you know, already right here.
Unbelievable.
Lance, how tough will it be to replace those guys like you talked about? I mean, Adrian's already had a heck of a start to his professional career getting the PGA Tour car. How difficult is that?
I mean, it's extremely difficult. Think about a basketball team that might lose three starters that all average, you know, 12-plus points a game. And that's kind of what you're looking at. I mean, you're looking at you've lost. Not only significant scoring, you've lost significant leadership. So, I mean, yeah, it's hard to replace, but it just goes to show you how this Illinois program, how it breathes and lives day to day. I mean, they can fill in the gaps and pick up where they left off, so to speak.
I'm sorry, Derek.
Before we move on, what do you think Adrian's professional career could look like? Maybe what is his ceiling, you feel like, now that he's going to be a guy that's going to be playing some PGA Tour events?
Yeah, I mean, he's like a lot of guys. You know, Ludwig Ebert, who was the player of the year last year from Texas Tech, and now he's made the Ryder Cup team for Europe. I mean, they're ready. A lot of those guys, they're just absolutely ready to compete, and not only compete, but to win on the PGA Tour. And so, you know, he's going to be along the lines not only of maybe the Thomas Peters and players like that of the past Illinois, but also the guys, more recent guys of all of college golf that get out there. I mean, they're ready to compete and ready to play, and, you know, expect him to do things, you know, that's going to make people take notice in the coming years.
Lance Ringler, wrapping up with Lance. I was going to ask you about, obviously, the young man, the freshman, Max Herendeen goes out and wins the tournament out in Washington. Of course, he's from there, so that helped, you know, to have kind of a kind of a bullet in the hole, if you will. But how does Mike Small do when it comes to recruiting? You know, recruiting, as you know, Lance, I know you're a huge sports fan in general.
Right.
Recruiting's such a big thing. Gets talked all about, oh, how did Indiana basketball do in recruiting? How did Illinois do? You know, all this stuff. You're always talking about that. Obviously, Mike Small has talent every year, but how does he kind of stack up when if you kind of stack recruiting classes?
Yeah, well, that's a good question because he doesn't always land the blue chipper, so to speak, the five star guys, and that's fine. I mean, everybody knows what a lot of people say about those rankings, but in golf it's a little different because you actually play for that ranking, so he doesn't always get the best kids. There's a handful of coaches out there that find that next level kid or that kid that's got the athletic ability. And obviously Mike Small is one of those coaches who he might be a better competitive / mental coach than he is actually a swing coach.
Hmm.
So he knows how to get it out of the kid. You know, he knows how to get the kid to perform and get the kid to execute. So that's probably what his strength is. So, you know, I'm sure when he's out recruiting and eyeing talent, that's probably what he's looking for. He's looking for a kid who he can probably get the most out of them. And that's what happens. You know, you take a kid like Dylan Meyer, who probably wasn't, I mean, he was a really good junior player, but boy, did Mike Small get a lot out of him. You know, so just things like that. And then there's the other schools where they're the big name, you know, blue chip type schools. They just get the best kid.
Right.
And it's just, they get him, you know, so Mike does it probably a little bit different, and it's been very successful, and there's no reason to ever doubt anything anymore. I think if we ever see a couple of Mike Small teams not be very good, then I think we've probably seen a lack of effort in him. It's probably when he's probably ready to quit, because if he's putting in the work and putting in the hours as a coach, he's probably going to do okay.
Yep. Amen.
Lance Ringler, great stuff as always. Follow him on Twitter at GolfWeekRingler. Yeah. Lance, enjoy the tournament this weekend, and we'll always look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Absolutely. We'll talk again soon.
All right, buddy.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Lance.
See you guys. Bye.
Great stuff.
Good stuff with Lance Ringler.
It is interesting because it's not like you hear about Illinois pulling in the number one recruiting class in golf.
Right.
And it's kind of interesting when you look at this roster. Now, like he said, it's early. But you have, like, Pearson Hunt, who came in as a very, very talented kid out of high school up in Wisconsin. Jerry G, another one that came in, you know, from the Netherlands with a lot of high hopes. And those guys, while good, maybe aren't quite what you thought they could be. But listen, you still have a long time, you know, and this, I mean, this is the fall, I guess they call this the fall schedule, obviously. So, I mean, I you know, it's one of those, well, duh, it's fall. But, you know, to bring in Timmy Crawford, to bring in, is it Tyler Gecky or whatever? I mean, he's a couple guys that came in as a fifth-year transfer portal guys. I mean, that adds something else to it as well. But I don't know. It just blew my mind that they went out and won that tournament. And it's like, I didn't know what to expect out of Illinois golf this season. And already they're 1-0 in tournaments. It's crazy. We got to give our predictions, don't we? Talk a little more football.
We do. Before we do so, we do got to catch one more break. We will get to, I think if you've read Atlanta Inquirer, you know where I'm going. You probably know where all of us are going, but will the score be close or will it be a blowout? Maybe will Lon shock the world and give out an Illinois winner? Stick with us to find out. It is The Drive.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Ferrix Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
The U of I Alumni Association is always looking for new members and offering great perks, such as discounts on Illini merchandise and tickets to the game. One of the greatest traditions at the U of I is Homecoming Week. There will be a 5K on Sunday, October 14th to start the Homecoming Week festivities, a parade on the evening of Friday, October 20th that will end at Grange Grove, and the big Homecoming football game against Wisconsin on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on this year's Homecoming events, visit homecoming.illinois.edu. Go Illini!
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
When you've got an emergency, call Dogtown Heating and Air. Whether it's HVAC repair, plumbing repair, or choosing a new system for your home, Dogtown is here for you. They're an independently owned Lennox dealer, and they offer financing and repair for all makes and models. They also offer a maintenance program to protect and prolong the life of your equipment. Open 24/7 for your needs. Call Dogtown Heating and Air at 217-841-4728. That's 841-4728. Online at dogtownheatingandair.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Kyle, you're the last chance this show has of someone pulling off a mannequin body.
I just said I went to Game Day Spirit today and I bought a couple of things. Awesome. I love them. I've got my orange Tommy Bahama t-shirt I'll be wearing tomorrow, rocking the orange. And then I bought like a lightweight kind of long sleeve, and it actually has a hoodie. But I said they need to make a mannequin that looks like me. I mean, then guys would be like, oh, that's how I'm going to look in it. Let's be honest. How many guys look more like me than they look like those mannequins?
Is this what girls have dealt with their whole life with models and stuff that, you know? Kenny Battle, that dude could have been a mannequin when he was playing. He was built.
Flight 33. Yeah, he spoke to the media today over at Bielefeld. I do want to give Game Day Spirit. We spoke to McLean Stahl before, obviously, the Orange out this weekend. If you need to get new Illini gear, they're out on Neal Street. Of course, two locations, Green Street and Neal Street. But especially for game days, it's easy to hit that Neal location or also in Grange Grove. They're part of giving out 10,000 Orange rally towels tomorrow, partnering up with Central Illinois Toyota dealers. So check out Game Day Spirit, great sponsor of our show. You can go to gamedayspirit.com or, once again, also go to Neal Street or Green Street to get everything Illini. But, yes, Flight 33 was in the house over at BFL along with the other inductees for the 2023 class for the Illinois Hall of Fame. I spoke to Kenny Battle earlier today and wanted to play you some of that before we get out of here. So here is your former Flying Illini legend, Kenny Battle.
Kenny, to finally get in, what does it mean to you?
I mean, it's great, man. It shows that all the hard work I put in my years here at the university are finally paying off. You know, I mean, I'm all century, I have my own award, but, you know, this is one of the highest honor you can have as an athlete. And, you know, I'm blessed to be here, to go in myself live. And, you know, it's just an awesome feeling to let me know that the 3 years of my time service here at the University of Illinois wasn't wasteful.
And you're well before the transfer portal era, right? But you're one of the notable guys that did it back in the day. Does it feel like, yeah, I'm an Illini?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm definitely an Illini. You know, from the first day I stepped on campus in 86, I knew this was my place. I mean, the first time I actually got here was at the 83 News Gazette All-State Banquet. And that was the first time here on campus. And I fell in love with it. It was unique. It was a place of warmth, a place I knew I wanted to be. And then when Coach Henson told me he was going to redshirt me, I was like, nope, going Northern. And once they fired my coach, good friend, Coach John Dougal, I knew this would be my final stop.
Kenny, does it mean something extra special joining teammates like Kendall and Nick? And have you talked to any of those guys?
Yeah, they all, this morning, I don't know what they were doing up at 6 o'clock in the morning, but they all texted me and congratulated me. Not only my teammates, but a lot of former Illini as well. We have a huge group chat. So it start beeping, and I'm like, who is this? And it was the former Illini and Hall of Famers all wishing me well and congratulating me.
At OSF.
Speaking of beeping,
beeps.
We got some AIM going on. Someone left their AIM account open.
And, I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what that is. Like Instant Messenger.
Oh.
Back when I was in middle school, you'd have to say, hey, everybody in the house, I'm getting on the internet. So you hit the dial up. No one can make phone calls. And
gotcha.
Then, yeah, it's the Instant Messenger.
Gotcha. I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Yeah.
That's cool to hear Kenny say that all of his teammates and former Illinois players were congratulating him and such. I mean, you talk about a guy that was the heart, you know, like, and talented. So when I say that, I'm taking nothing away from his talent. You know, like D. Brown. D. Brown was kind of the heart of that team, mm-hmm. but also a hell of a player.
Yep.
So Kenny was just one of those guys that just embodied what that team was. You know, he was nonstop. He never stopped going, ever. And just a guy that he just went out there to wreak havoc. And that's exactly what he did. And, man, I wish I've always said this with that 89 team because I was in college. And back then you didn't get every game. You know, you just didn't get all that. But how cool it would have been to be a little bit older and be able to attend those Flying Illini. I did attend some Flying Illini games, but to see those guys more like we do now, that would have been incredible.
Yeah, I'm jealous that I didn't get to see any of that Flying Illini squad. And for him to be Flight 30. Now, there are some highlights out there of what, you know, him and Kendall and Nick were able to do and assaulting the rim.
No doubt.
But, yeah, that's always something that whenever – there have been some players like, you know, an Andres Feliz that you felt left all everything out on the floor or some others through the years, Lucas Johnson.
Yep.
That Kenny Battle, really, when you talk to fans that saw him play – they say, okay, no, if you're setting the very height of the bar, he's the guy that just gave everything he had and had an unbelievable motor and just
he was fun.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, got to catch one more break. Sorry we didn't get you more, Kenny. Maybe we can do that early next week.
Let's do that because I want to hear the whole thing. I mean, I could hear from Kenny. I don't care if it's.
Do you want to play more? Kyle, he's the producer. Keep us in line.
I say next. Let's do it next week.
Okay. Next week, more Kenny battle. And then I know that, you know, Rashard Mendenhall spoke to the media today as well. Jack
Trudeau. That'd be cool.
We can do a little bit more of that. And these guys will be honored at halftime tomorrow. Nice. So look out for that as well. So we're going to catch a break, and then we'll give you our score predictions for Illinois-Penn State, maybe some other games, even though it's not a very good slate in college football coming up this weekend. But we'll do that next. This is The Drive.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Philip Ovadia with OSF Healthcare. As a cardiac surgeon, I'm here to talk to you today about being heart healthy and how to stay off my operating table. And this really starts with paying attention to what you're eating. Eat whole, real food. Eat the things that grow in the ground and eat the things that grow in the ground. You also want to be paying close attention to how much activity you're getting and how much sleep you're getting. These are going to be the pillars that are going to keep you healthy. One of the best ways to stay off the operating table is to screen for heart disease early. And to do so, I recommend coronary artery calcium CT scans, which are available at OSF. If you want to learn more, reach out to the cardiac team at OSF. Healthcare.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Say goodbye to redness and hello to happy skin. Merle Norman's new Red Correct Treatment Primer is a science-based color care formula containing over 20 corrective ingredients that help calm and soothe sensitive skin. This is a multi-purpose facial primer that turns from green to beige when massaged into skin. Use it to help color correct red areas, decrease sensitivity, and prep skin for makeup application. Shop Red Correct Treatment Primer now at Merle Norman, 706 West Marketview Drive in Champaign.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg, Cats Lon Tay, and Derek Piper. Weekdays from 4 to 6, right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It's prediction time here on The Drive as we go into another college football Saturday. Illinois versus number 7 Penn State. We've talked about it all week. It's time to just find out. We got an early morning tomorrow. Lon always has an early morning
right.
with the tailgate lots, but I'm trying to get out in the lots at least a little bit tomorrow. It's not as easy when you got a pregnant wife with you. Not blaming her, just saying... Doesn't
that
get to
sounded
park.
Like you were blaming her.
Yeah, I know. I did.
I mean,
that sounded really bad.
Just throwing that out there. I gave Kyle this funny look.
I blame myself. All right, I'm in a hole. You guys
you
take over.
You were part of the problem there.
I was, yeah.
You were 50% of the issue. Yeah. No. I totally get it because, first of all, she's not going to want to sit out there for 6 hours if she's not. Not that you can't. Oh, sorry, Mom. I know Mom's listening. Mom, my whole life. Lon, you can have fun without drinking.
I know,
that's why I always
I know,
heard that. I'm
know,
like, yeah, except you can't if everybody else is drinking.
It's hard.
Now, if nobody else was drinking and I was sitting there just, you know, we were playing whatever, basketball, I can have a hell of a lot good, you know, I can have a lot of fun. But if I'm sitting there with the rest of the crew drinking, I'm not going to have as much fun.
Right, yeah.
So I totally get it.
There are two options for me before we give our predictions. I could go home tonight and say, hey, honey, I threw you under the bus on the radio at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And I won't do that.
No, do not do
what that. I'm going to do is I'm going to show up and say, Lon's mom, Jan, says that you can have fun even without drinking, so you should be in the lots as early as possible tomorrow. And that's, I think, what I'm going to try.
Or you could just get real cocky and be like, I mean, you're not leaving me. Let's go at 8.
No, let's not do that.
No, let's do that. Listen to me. No, I totally understand why she wouldn't want to be there.
No, it's
the
all good, though. But I'm pretty
You're ready
excited
to go.
Because I missed the opener.
That's right.
And I'm just hopeful. I'm hopeful for an interesting game and get things going and get some people in Memorial starting to think that, hey, maybe this thing could happen.
I really am. We'll find out in a minute. I don't have Illinois winning. But I really am hoping, like we talked early in the first hour about context, I'm really hoping that there is some context to this in the sense that Illinois battles Penn State, and it gives me, and I don't know why I care about this, because everything can change and you could go on a roll where you're beating Purdue and Nebraska and Minnesota and Iowa, and you know, at the end of the day, it's like, oh, who cares if we got beat by Penn State by 20? We won the West. But to me, the context does matter because it's going to tell me, all right, this team does have the ability and it's turning the corner a little bit to be able to battle in the West. I mean, this Toledo team, I think, could win a game or two in the West. I'll put it that way. I think Kansas would win the West.
Yes.
Penn State would definitely win the West. So that's what you're looking at now going up to where it's almost like, I mean, it's hard to see positive when you're seeing what happened against Kansas and such, and you barely beat Toledo. But again, I think we're going to look back at the end of the year and be like, man, those were three good teams that Illinois started the season with. So I want to see a battle out of Illinois tomorrow, something that tells me that adjustments are being made defensively, and the Illinois. I want to see that offensive line open some holes to where we can run the football, keep the football for a while, keep it on rolls. I mean, Altmaier's been really good. So, yeah, just let's be competitive tomorrow. That sounds horrible.
All right, let's get to it.
Nice. Snake around the neck.
Kyle, you do the honors. Kick us off.
All right. I don't think Illinois is going to get run out of the building by this Penn State team. But at the same time, it's just a absolutely loaded roster. I don't feel great about it. I don't necessarily think that Illinois is going to be in it in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter. I think Penn State's probably going to pull away. I'm going Penn State 30, Illinois 17.
Okay.
I think Illinois kind of just I think this is a game that kind of goes back and forth a little bit after Penn State initially takes the early lead, like a 10-0 lead. And then Illinois, it's like, okay, we're on the cusp here of going one way or the other. Where are we going? I think Illinois stays close, but ultimately, and I have Penn State 31, Illinois 21. 10-point game, but in the end, you walk out of Memorial Stadium saying, ah, they had it. They battled. They battled. We need to get a couple of turnovers tomorrow is what we need.
I hope you're right. Illinois. I have it a little bit more out of hand. Okay. I think that Illinois' defense steps up a little bit in the front seven, makes Penn State make some throws through the air, but I think there could be some chunk plays because of some aggressiveness that Illinois is going to show. And also, I really worry about protecting Luke Altmyer in this game.
That's fair.
And keeping him in a situation where is there a run game that complements him? Are receivers getting separation? Is he being protected? I worry about all the talent that Penn State has on defense. So lower scoring game, Penn State handily 34-13.
Okay. Listen, Derek. I don't doubt it.
I'd love to be wrong.
Yeah.
I will see you in the lot at some point tomorrow.
Do that. I still think we need one more drink button before we go. I know we're running heavy here. We've run heavy. I just got the eye roll from Kyle. Is that his name? Chris? Kevin? Can we do it one more time? Here's for everybody that's going to be joining
me
at 7
a.m.
That
just made me think of Chris's vacation. He's like, Carl?
It's
Clark.
That's Clark. Let's go beat Penn State. Let's go. No. Making wounded animal sounds. Good job, Kyle.
Thank you to Lance Ringler on the Tapman's Towing phone line for joining us. Thanks for everybody that listened up to us throughout the week and today. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. If you're going out to the game tomorrow, have a great time. Be safe. Talk to you on Monday. It is The Drive. Woo!